Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going after that old school jungle and Hurley DNB swing, but we're doing it the way a lot of those classic records actually got their feel, by printing audio, warping it like it's a sampled break, and then resampling again so the groove becomes a solid, arrangement-ready stem. This is intermediate, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Ableton's arrangement view, warping, and basic routing. The goal today is to build a workflow you can repeat fast, not just a one-off loop. Here's the big idea up front. Old school swing isn't add shuffle and done. It's push and pull. Usually the snare sits just a touch behind. The hats feel like they're leaning forward, and the ghost notes do little conversational things around the main hits. And the secret sauce is contrast. If you push everything late, you don't get jungly, you get lazy. All right, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'm going to use 174 or 175, because it's a sweet spot for rolling. Now create a few tracks. First, a drums MIDI track. This is your clean programmed kit, drum rack or simpler, whatever you like. Next, a drum bus audio track. This is where we'll glue and color things, and it'll also be the source we resample from. Then make a resample audio track. This is going to record your printed drums, and optional but strongly recommended, a reference break audio track, where you drop a classic break loop just to keep your ears honest. Now do the routing prep. Group your drum tracks and name that group drum bus, or if you prefer, route your drums track into an actual bus track. The important part is this. On your resample track, set audio from to your drum bus, and choose post effects. That way you capture the groove plus any bus processing you decide to print. Cool! Now we build something that's deliberately too perfect. On your drums MIDI clip, load a kit, kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, a ghost snare or rim, and maybe a ride if you want that old rolling edge. Start with the two-step skeleton. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Lock that in. Put a kick on beat 1, and add one or two support kicks depending on your vibe. If you're not sure, keep it minimal. One extra kick somewhere around the end of 3 can already start the roll. Then closed hats on steady 1/16 notes. And here's a key point. Keep the velocities fairly even right now. Don't humanize yet. We're going to generate feel with timing and resampling first, then add dynamics after. This is one of those trust the process moments. Now we need a groove source. Not the final groove, just a starting feel we're going to print and then abuse. You've got two options. Option A is quick. Open the groove pool and grab an Ableton swing, something like swing 16-55 as a starting point. Apply it to your drum clip. Set timing around 30-60%. Add a little velocity, maybe 10-25%. Random, just a touch, like 2-8%. We're not trying to finish it here. We're trying to tilt the loop away from robotic. Option B is more authentic. Extract groove from an actual break. Drop a break loop into your reference break track. Amen, think. Apache anything with personality. Right-click the clip and choose extract groove. Then apply that groove to your programmed MIDI. For break extracted grooves, don't be afraid to push timing harder, like 40-80%, because those breaks have real attitude baked in. Velocity can stay lower if your kit is already punchy. Now, once you've got that proto feel happening, we print it. Arm the resample track. Make sure you're in arrangement view. Hit record and capture 8 or 16 bars of your drum groove. Let it roll. Don't overthink it. Get a clean pass when you're done. Consolidate that recording so it becomes one solid clip. Name it something like Drums Print 175 BPM V1. The naming sounds boring, but when you end up with 3 or 4 versions, you'll thank yourself. Now we treat this printed audio like a sampled break. Double-click that printed clip on the resample track to open it. Turn warp on. Warp mode matters a lot for drums. Complex can work, but it can smear your hats. Beats mode can keep transients tight but sometimes clicks or sounds choppy, depending on settings. A great starting point for this lesson is Complex Pro, with formants at 0 and envelope around 100. That tends to keep things musical while still letting you move timing around. Next, set the downbeat properly. This is non-negotiable. Zoom in and find the true first kick transient. Not where you think it is, where it actually bites. Right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here straight. This step is your anchor. If 1.1.1 drifts, everything you do later becomes a fight, and arrangement editing becomes pain. Now the fun part, intentional drift, the wonk stage. I want you thinking relative timing, not global swing. Choose an anchor element and protect it. Usually it's the first kick and maybe the first hat or the core pulse. Then we create tension around that anchor. Add warp markers on key transients. You don't need a marker on everything. In fact, too many markers kills the bounce. Start with the two main snares on beats 2 and 4. Add one or two kick points if needed, and add a couple hat clusters, especially the hats that lead into the snare. Now start nudging, but we're talking tiny moves. Milliseconds, not grid divisions. For late snares, push them later by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Start around plus 8 milliseconds. That's often enough to feel heavy without sounding sloppy. For hats right before the snare, pull them earlier by about 3 to 10 milliseconds. Start around minus 5 milliseconds. That creates that rushing into the snare urgency. For ghost notes, experiment. Sometimes a slightly late ghost makes it feel like it drags behind the snare tail. Sometimes an early ghost creates that cheeky breakbeat chatter. Here's how to listen while you do this, because this is where people get lost. Use two listening modes. First, micro mode. Loop one bar. Nudge until the snare feels like it lands. Not drags, not trips, just lands. You're looking for that satisfying weight, like the snare is leaning back in a chair, but still on time. Second, macro mode. Loop 8 bars. Listen for accidental acceleration or deceleration. If it feels like the loop is gradually pushing forward, you move too many points or move them too far. Old school swing breathes, but it doesn't fall down the stairs. Also, don't touch the first downbeat after you've locked it. That's your reference point. Once it's grooving, we bake it in. Create a new audio track called Resample 2. Set audio from to the resample track, post effects, arm it, and record another 8 or 16 bars. Consolidate again and name it Drum Swing Printed V2. And that's the workflow. Resample, warp, resample again. This is what turns a warped clip you're scared to touch into a reliable drum stem. You can arrange like a classic break. Now let's talk drum bus processing, because it affects how the groove feels. Dynamics and tone change perceive timing. You can choose whether to print your bus chain into the resample or keep it flexible after. My common approach is, print mild glue and character, then leave heavier mix moves for later. A solid stock chain on the drum bus goes like this. First EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 HC to clean rumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 HC. Then drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very lightly, 0 to 10%, because it can get fizzy fast. Boom can be subtle, maybe tuned low, like 20 to 40 HC, and very small amount. This is not a sub-generator lesson, so keep it tasteful. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just enough to make the hits talk to each other. Then a saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, and trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Now arrangement. This is where printing really pays off, because you're moving audio like it's a classic hardware-era workflow. Take your swung printed stem and build a simple 32-bar drop structure. Bars 1 through 8. Full drums, but filtered hats. Maybe a low pass so it feels like it's coming from behind a curtain. Bars 9 through 16. Open it up. Add a little ghost variation. Bars 17 through 24. Full energy. No apology. Bars 25 through 32. Turnaround edits and a fill into the next section. To create variations fast, duplicate the swung audio into three clips. Main groove, busier variation, and a one-bar turnaround. For the busier variation, right-click the audio and slice to new MIDI track, using transients. Now you can retrigger a couple extra hat or ghost slices. Keep it subtle. One or two well-placed retriggers can sound more break than a whole bunch of extra notes. Then print that variation back to audio so it becomes part of your break identity. For the one-bar fill, take the last bar of a phrase. Make a micro stutter by duplicating a 1/16 slice 2 or 3 times. Pro tip, choose a slice that includes a bit of hat and room tail, or snare tail. That tends to sound more musical than a pure transient. Fade the last repeat quickly to avoid clicks. If you want extra old sampler vibe, pitch one of those repeats down 2 to 5 semitones. Short and cheeky. Now an old school tension trick. The pre-drop suck. Two bars, before a drop. Automate an auto-filter high pass up to around 200 to 400 HC, then slam it back to full at the drop. Or automate utility down maybe 3 dB, then back to zero right on the drop. That missing weight makes the return feel huge. A couple advanced ideas that are worth stealing once you've got the basics working. 1. A slash B swing layers. Keep two printed versions. One conservative, one wonkier. Layer the loose one very quietly, like -10 to -18 dB, and high pass at around 200 to 400 HC so it's mostly tops. Then automate which layer dominates across sections. This creates evolving urgency without re-rating drums. 2. Hat rushes without touching kick and snare. Duplicate your printed stem. On the duplicate, isolate hats with a Q, like a band pass around 4 to 12 KHZ. Warp only a couple hat transients earlier in pre-snare moments, then blend that layer under your main stem. Backbone stays stable. Tops get frantic. 3. Sampler choke simulation. If you're slicing to MIDI, put your slices in a drum rack, and put open hats and noisy rides in the same choke group so they cut each other off. That cut-off behavior screams classic break playback, and one more sound design extra that really sells the illusion. A break room layer. Create a return track called Room. Put a small room reverb, short decay, like 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. EQ out lows below about 200 HZ. Add a touch of saturation after the reverb. Send only hats and snare a little. The goal is not reverb drums. The goal is this break was recorded in a space. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic traps.